Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
How nice it is to be here.
How nice it is to have you here. Yeah, so it's kind of cloudy today, but nice weather, eh? Warming up enough for you?
Yep.
Yeah, I like the warm weather, so I'll take it.
Beats the winter weather, you know.
I'd rather sit on the porch and sweat and drink beer than sit in my house with a sweater or a hoodie and be cold.
Are you an AC person?
No.
We barely run the AC in our house, because why do you want the house the temperature that it is all winter when you're complaining about how cold it is in the house?
Exactly,
you know?
Right. That's exactly right. So I'll never complain about the heat, and I'll sit there and sweat as much as I have to. Let it pour down my back. I'm fine with that. Welcome to the Daily Drift, or the Drift. And what we do is take care of the news and talk about what we've put on the Daily Drift every day. And if you're not going there, you should. www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news.
You need to know.
Thank you. So you're doing so well with that. And we've got
eventually, you'll trust me with the first part.
It's not like I don't trust you. I was just telling you, right? I'm kind of burned out. I think I'm ready for a sabbatical. Yeah. You know, I'm not sleeping well. You know, my only peace and quiet actually comes from I get up late at night, or even if I haven't gone to bed yet and I'm riding my one wheel. I don't know if you've ever seen me talk about that. Anyways, it's literally a one wheel skateboard, electric, can go up to 15 miles an hour, right? And I ride it through town late at night when there's nobody around. It's got lights on it and everything else. But it's a little dangerous.
Wow.
Right? And so it's my peace and quiet. I could do it for a couple miles. And if you want to know what it is, just go Google it up. One wheel. I'll give him a free plug. It's an awesome, extreme piece of equipment.
Is there YouTube of you doing this?
I actually tried taking some video last night while I was doing it. And I think I kind of got it down, but I took a little tumble.
Yeah, I was wondering
and,
about that.
And, you know, luckily I'm a tuck and roll guy. I've learned, you know, from my classes how to tuck and roll.
That explains all the bandages wrapped around your elbows.
not today, but my shoulders hurt a little bit. But anyways, so that's my peace and quiet. You know, it's strange that the only sanity in my life comes from an insane piece of equipment like that. But anyways, let's take care of our sponsor this half hour. It's Brighton Travel Service, 810-229-2935. Brighton Travel, why work yourself into a tizzy trying to come up with plane tickets or hotel tickets or anything else? Leave it to the experts at Brighton Travel Service. Leslie runs a great operation up there, 810-229-2935. They're doing a 8-day Western Caribbean cruise December 30th and January 7th. So make sure you get hold of them and get hold of it. They're really good prices per person. So call them up, 810-229-2935, or you Google up Brighton Travel Service. Great place.
You know, it's good to get advice from a pro when you do something like that. If you just buy tickets, then you get, like, especially if it's your first cruise, your first stay like this.
Yeah.
I did a cruise once, and it's kind of like a learning experience. If I'd had some counseling from a professional ahead of time, then a different story.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to travel, use a travel service. To heck with it. I know people want to Google it up and do your own thing. Don't do it. Use the experts. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to start with today was watching the news last night. Our naval destroyer, it was the Fitzgerald, right? We allegedly lose 7 guys that are missing. And if you watch the video, and I did the hookups at thedailydrift.com, so make sure you go there. And you look at the ship has been hit amidships, right, mm-hmm. the destroyer. And the cargo container is on the front end of the ship, and I'm just mind-boggled. What was happening? This cannot be an accident, because there's no way in today's world with these kind of technologies that two ships—
Collision alert.
Radar— LIDAR,
cargo
whatever they've got
stop.
Going on. Yeah, and
they can't stop.
They can't. And so, but they're not fast either.
But it surprises me that the cargo on the deck didn't break forward
from
a collision like that. So how high speed of collision was that?
I don't know. And this is what's killing me. Yeah. It's a destroyer is fast, much faster than that kind of a cargo ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how does it get rammed by the cargo ship other than if we intentionally tried to get in front of the cargo ship, maybe
yes,
to stop
because
it?
We have as officer of the deck, there's a JWC, there's a side radar, there's all kinds of stuff going on
that. I mean, the picture's right there. They show you all the different radar units that are right on that ship.
Something about what they call the inversion layer, where actually the radar could actually be above the inversion layer and not see what's below it. As if you think of like fog.
Right.
Okay. I actually used to work in tropospheric scatter radio where we actually shot radar-like communication waves, microwave, off the sky. And it would bounce off the sky. It was a part of the sky that would bounce signals.
The ionosphere or whatever.
Yes, exactly, the troposphere. Yeah. And what can happen with radar also is that it can be kind of screwed up by atmospheres. But this is kind of close. I don't see this happening.
I'm mind boggled because there's no way that our naval destroyer would not have seen this thing at 20 miles out, at 30 miles out, at the satellite image would have said there's something coming in. You know, so the only explanation in my book is that that destroyer was ordered to stop that ship at all costs. Now, we haven't heard word boo about what happened to the container ship, where it's at, what was on it, why it rammed a U.S. naval destroyer.
Yeah.
Right? And you said it was a Chinese ship.
Right? No, it's Philippine.
It is a Filipino ship.
But, you know, it's Yokosuka, Japan. And, you know, we were talking tinfoil hat earlier. And easy there.
That almost came out my nose.
Yes. And just suppose this Philippine container ship was carrying something, and I think you might have suggested this.
Jihadis from the Philippines.
Something, anything,
right?
Explosives. I mean, remember the coal was approached by a rubber raft and all the damage that was done to the coal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe this ship could approach a naval vessel. So what if the naval vessel was ordered to stop that ship from approaching Yokosuka, and that was the best way of doing it right then and there?
You'll never know
because the intel sources would be given up if we said, oh, we know what was on board that ship.
Right. So I don't know what the destination of that cargo ship, but all I know is this. There's no way in heck this was an accident because you know what? Our naval forces are the best in the world, and I can only say they must have been ordered to stop that ship no matter what. Do whatever it takes. You know, now you can throw your tinfoil hat on and say, we're looking for an excuse to do something. We lost seven guys. Allegedly lost seven guys. Where are they? Who's hurt? I don't know, but it's pretty obvious that there's just no way this was an accident, right?
Well, there was a...
You're a military guy. You tell me. Is there any way possible that this was just a sheer accident?
Yes, there is.
Really?
Yes. Do you remember the Ahime Maru and the Greenville in 2001? And the reason I paid a lot of attention to this is because my son's Cobb on a sub. And the Greenville was taking dignitaries out, and they were showing them around, you know, this is trying to sell the submarine service to government officials and celebrities. And they did a surface. They kind of ignored. There were like a chain of small things that they ignored. This was broke. We're running late from lunch. Let's do this. And they did a surface blow where you've seen the pictures of a sub launching out of the water, right?
Yeah.
They did that. And they took about 90 seconds less to do a check because they were in a hurry than they should have.
Right.
And they came up under a Japanese fishing vessel and sunk it.
Yeah.
But accidents happen.
But that's a submarine coming up. I can see.
No, it's supposed to have the sonar array. Do that check. And they didn't do everything they were supposed to do. They were humans.
I'm still not buying it. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on this one.
Okay.
And I'm going to say something's fishy. Something's definitely wrong here. And I don't know. Somebody call me. If you're in the Navy and you worked on a destroyer, you tell me if I'm just, Gary, stop. It happens. Giant fog bank, whatever. Okay. If somebody tells me that who is a naval guy, please call in the show, 734-822-1600. Tell me I'm just a complete moron. But
no, just tell him he's mistaken.
All right, so let's move on. I said my piece. It bothers me that something.
Oh, I like you. I like the thought of them throwing themselves into harm's way to stop something that's approaching Yokosuka. That's something you were saying. And
was it really some North Korean stuff on that ship, or were there jihadis leaving or coming to the Philippines on that ship? I don't know what it is, but you're right. It bothers me a little bit. Okay, so you can call into the show, 734-822-1600. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Rod Rosenstein. So we'll call in if you want, 734-822-1600, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Who stand beside you all the way, always there when you need us, people you can trust. Your family and future are always safe with us. We're making your future more predictable. Farm Bureau Insurance.
For all of your insurance needs, contact Bill Heft in Ann Arbor or Rick Eater in Chelsea. That's Bill Heft in Ann Arbor or Rick Eater in Chelsea.
Working together, the best that we can be for your security. We're making your future more predictable. Farm Bureau Insurance.
Farm Bureau Insurance.
On August 12th of 1877, Thomas Edison, in his invention factory, located in Menlo Park, New Jersey, found a reason to combine two Greek words, graphe, meaning to write or take record of, and the word phoné, meaning noise. When Edison demonstrated his new invention called the phonograph, onlookers were dumbfounded as they listened to the first ever recorded voice. And it was the voice of Edison himself reciting Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a little lamb, it squeaked quite a snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Edison also invented the light bulb and power sources to bring light and electricity into your home. Had government been as restrictive back then as it is today with cost and permits, we would still be sitting in the dark without music. So next time you hear the song, Mary Had a Little Lamb, remember to thank the government for staying out of Edison's way so he could make our lives more enjoyable and brighter. I am Pastor Richard Dietering, bringing you a moment of clarity in American history.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. And joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm going to take care of one of our sponsors here, the Hearing Clinic. If you have any issues with your ears...
I'm sorry, what?
The Hearing Clinic. If you have any issues with your ears, they have an office in Brighton, 810-225-2205. And they're also in Farmington, Michigan, 248-881-3026. Don't take your hearing for granted, especially as you get older. If you need some help with your hearing, don't suffer. What are you laughing about?
Oh, I have some friends of mine. You'd walk into their apartment and just Fox News is just like...
Blout. Well, that's me.
Yeah.
I start out low, and by the end of the evening, man, I'm like, geez, am I really listening to the TV that loud? Well, it happens. As you get older, your hearing does start to go. And so you know what? Don't take it for granted. Get some help. It'll make a little more peace in the neighborhood if you're doing that. So again, 810-225 and less marital stress. Yes. 810-225-2205. They'll do a complimentary hearing screening and demo and a hearing aid check and cleaning. So give them a call. It's Amy Arnold up there. She's a great gal and she'll really take care of it. Okay. So, I'm calling this from the Sherlock files, from the No Shoot Sherlock type of thing, right? So Rod Rosenstein at the FBI made a statement, Deputy Attorney General, says Americans should exercise caution when reading news reports based on anonymous sources. Really?
Captain
no
Obvious.
No shoot, Sherlock. Really? Like, we didn't know that. It took you this long to figure it out and come out and make a statement?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the New York Times, that's CNN, that's WAPO, Washington Post. It's nothing but sheer garbage coming out of these places. And the anonymous resources
is Trump
just crazy.
Has tweeted, though. Come on.
What do you mean? He never says, due to anonymous sources, I'm tweeting this.
Oh, well, no. But I mean, Trump has warned us via tweets
of the fake news.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's been out there. Yeah. We all know. Mm-hmm. The American people are not stupid. And this is, you know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, do you think the media is really going to fall apart? And I'm like, they fell apart a long time ago, man.
Yeah. Read the headlines or watch TV. We're just talking about the Navy ship collision, all right? What's the primary headline? Navy ship collides with vessel in Japanese waters. Wait a minute. Who hit who?
There is no journalism anymore.
What does that imply to you, that our Navy vessel hit them? Navy vessel collides instead of,
right.
Philippine freighter collides with naval vessel, which
right.
would have been more accurate.
Yes, because it's been, when you run amidships, you know, either A, you were dead in the water, you got hit, whatever.
You got
somebody
T-boned by another car,
yes.
and all of a sudden you
got
collision.
T-boned, baby. I don't think you're getting the ticket, right? Unless you purposely pulled out in front of them, and at those speeds, come on, there's nothing, there's no accidents at those speeds, I can assure you of that. But in a statement issued Thursday night, Rosenstein said Americans should exercise that caution before accepting as true any stories attributed to anonymous officials. Well, that is almost 100% of the news on MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, you name it. It's all about the anonymous sources. NYT, Washington Post, even the Examiner once in a while, which is probably my favorite national paper to go to, Washington Examiner, because they seem to be fair to Midland on most issues, you know what I mean? Occasionally I'll get the stories. But, I mean, and trust me, folks, I do this. I won't say I do it for a living, right? Because I don't make any money. But I am pouring through news reports on a daily basis. And
to bring you the news you need to know.
Yes, thank you very much. See, that's where we're going with that. But 734-822-1600, love to get your calls on this or any of the other things. The other big news this week was the shooting of Representative Scalise, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And shame on America and shame on the Democrats, the liberal media, for amping things up to this point where we now have liberal Americans shooting conservative Americans. If you get the people with the tinfoil stuff saying civil war is coming, you know what? The first shot has been fired.
Yeah.
It's here because this scumbag attacked GOP guy. He made the effort. He said, are these Democrats or Republicans? The one guy said they're Republicans, and he began shooting. Now, put my tinfoil hat on again because there's some reports running around. Now, these are anonymous, so I'm qualifying it. These are unconfirmed anonymous reports saying that Steve Scalise was leading investigations committees on child trafficking, child porn, that sort of thing. And so you're starting to hear that out there. I'm not verifying that yet because I don't know it, but that is some of the words I've been. And was he targeted for that? You know, you're also seeing some of the reports saying there was a hit list. Well, I don't know if that's true either or not at this point. But the fact remains, here we have a liberal, Bernie supporter, Democratic liberal progressive, who hates the Republicans so much that he took a gun in his hand and began shooting people over it.
We know that we have an ex-president who said, they bring a knife, we bring a gun.
Yes.
Okay? We know that we have an ex-attorney general.
Yes.
Loretta Lynch. You got the quote?
I don't, but...
Okay, looking for it. Basically where she said, oh, there has to be blood in the streets and rioting now.
Yeah.
Like, what? What?
Yeah. From the attorney, from the leading law official under Barack Obama, you heard that language.
Yeah. And then, so, are we surprised? I was really, really encouraged to hear Fox News report last night about the liberal leftist gunman in the attempted assassination on numerous congressional members.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Yeah, this
attempted
is,
assassination.
Right.
And then they like to bring up the Sarah Palin, Gabby Gifford thing.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Whatever they can do to kind of scooch this off to the side.
Oh,
the media is so slanted on this. It's just crazy. Let's take a call from Joe on line one from Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was going to call in anyway about you having on the Daily Drift about the left getting more and more violent. And this is a culmination of that. This should surprise no one that this happened, because they've been fomenting violence for a long time now with groups like Occupy Wall Street, the college campus, liberal, loony millennials just rioting and looting and destroying things, and Black Lives Matter marching, calling for the assassination of cops.
My next target at the range is going to be a Guy Fawkes mask. I'm getting tired of seeing those things on
the
news.
Well, you know, and Joe, that goes right to the heart of the point, whether they're being financed by Soros or the leftists or whoever, these anarchists. You know there's money being spread around. Who is behind all of this? Who, you know, obviously for years and years we've allowed our children to become brainwashed, to become basically losers, I'm going to say it, on college campuses. And what you're seeing now is a complete breakdown of law and order in this country. And there are people on the left who are supporting it, endorsing it, and pushing this forward. And it's got to stop. Doggone it, we're a country of laws. Pay attention. You know what? You want to win the next election? Then find out what the people want and deliver it to the people. Because that's what Trump has done and is doing, and I don't care what these polls they say he's at 50%. I can guarantee you, if you stop putting the D plus 10 and 13% on these polls, he's going to be at the 65% approval rating. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yep.
What else you got, Joe?
Hardly much of a step from killing unborn children to killing everybody else. And, I mean, they openly, like Ezekiel Emanuel and all them, with socialized medicine, openly support the euthanasia.
Yeah, well, and that makes
older
it...
Older folks, so they're the death culture.
Yeah, and isn't that, and it isn't, so I guess there should be no surprise when it's the leftists and the Democrats who are also supporting bringing in Islamists who hate us and want to kill us. You know, it drives me crazy. Last weekend there was a giant parade in Los Angeles, it was a gay parade or something, and it got hijacked by the leftists, and they turned it into an anti-Trump parade,
Do
you remember that?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it, for the life of me, so I was tweeting out, I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
It was about Pulse.
Yes.
It was about the Pulse nightclub shootings, and they all of a sudden became an anti-Second Amendment leftist weenie roast.
Right. Yeah. I mean, for crying out loud, folks, here you have your president who is trying to prevent the people from coming in here who want to kill gay people, who want to subjugate women, and who want to kill Christians. And yet the court system is trying to stop him. The liberal left is trying to stop him. I can tell you this, you people on the left like that. The Islamists come in and take over. You're not going to get any special dispensation. They're going to cut your heads off before anyone else, probably.
You know? It brings to mind, of course, the Pulse narrative that it was a self-generated jihadi. The guy was a lone, they like to say lone wolf, you know, or a self-radicalized jihadi who goes in and shoots up this gay nightclub. Why? Because they're gay. Why? Because he's a self-promoted jihadi who wants to do that to please Allah. So then what does the crowd, what does the left come out and attack? Gun owners.
The gun.
Not the gun. Holder in that particular case,
right.
Not the motivation for shooting the place up.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely incredible the way the left is twisting, and the media. And this is why people have to look at it as the fifth columnist, right? Because that's what they are. The media in this country is literally destroyed. So what else you got, Joe? Anything?
Well, that was about it. But, I mean, you've pointed it out. The left acts upon against their own self-interest, really, and they're too stupid to recognize it.
I'm still trying to figure that out, Joe. I don't know how anyone can be that stupid. Is there an agenda or a sub-agenda or something behind all this? I just can't imagine anyone being that stupid to commit their own suicide or their own cultural suicide, and that's what the left is pushing.
They are just so blinded by their hatred for their own country that they're willing to side with anybody else that hates America, too.
Yeah. Quick, Joe, who do we elect for governor?
Patrick Kolbeck.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
Without
Joe.
Question,
we'll talk. We'll talk to you next week. Around the break. All right. We'll see you. Bye. And we'll see all of you on the other side.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Faron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Bill Cosby's team declaring victory after a mistrial in his sex assault case.
The legacy didn't go anywhere. It has been restored. And for all those attorneys who conspired like Gloria Allred, tell them to go back to law school and take another class.
Spokesperson Andrew Wyatt, DA Kevin Steele, says the accuser and community deserve a verdict and that he will retry the case.
Cosby's team was prepared to appeal a guilty verdict, but now they have to prepare for another trial. The DA says he will push it forward as quickly as possible, sometime in the next 120 days, so we will likely be here again in September or October.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. And an insider attack in Afghanistan, a NATO official says 7 U.S. soldiers were hurt in the shooting and were medically evacuated and are being cared for. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I'm a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey there.
I'm glad you're coming in.
That should be new intro music.
You like that?
I'm liking
that. Depeche
Mode?
Yeah.
It's something to hide. Yeah, it's something to hide.
How apropos.
Yes.
Well, let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this segment, Majestic Shores Spa, 734-333-5014, or you can go to MajesticShoresMassageTherapy.com. If you're looking to get a great massage, and they do the whole nine yards, the candles, the scents, all that good stuff, they've got a 60-minute massage for the month of June for only $39. That's cheap.
Whoa.
That's really, really cheap. $39. So 734-333-5014. And that's for this month only. Hopefully they'll have something next month. But they do the oils. So they've got everything. It's just shop there. If you need something massage-related, they can do it. 734-333-5014. They run a great shop up there. And they're right in Whitmore Lake, just off of Barker Road and Main Street. Okay. So I wanted to talk about how crazy the left has gotten over this, the shooting part, right? And they're trying to
spin it. Do we have that much time?
Yeah, sure.
It would take hours.
Yeah. Let's, Derek, you got Nancy Pelosi, and I want you to listen real quickly, like just around that 17, 16-second mark here, and listen to how she responds when somebody asks her about the shooting of Steve Scalise and the others in this attack this week. Go ahead and play it.
Our hearts are broken over the assault that was made, really, on all of us, but personally heartbroken over the of what happened to Steve Scalise.
All right. So you do, she almost said death.
Yeah.
Over the death. Now, you know, mistake. Is she got Alzheimer's going on? Is she got some mental issues going on?
Well, we know that.
Or was it a Freudian slip?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. A little Freudian slip.
All of the above.
All of the above.
That Botox takes
you know,
a toll.
Come on, Nancy. Wake up. Number one, it wasn't an attack on all of us. It was an attack on conservatives.
That's right.
It was an attack fomented by you and the liberal media pushing the narrative that Republicans are bad, that conservatives are bad, and that we're not worthy of living in this country with the rest of you leftists.
Bernie Sanders doesn't like the fact that this guy was a Bernie Sanders supporter and the news is reporting it. Now it's like a call for unity, a call for unity. Where has the call for unity been ever since Trump was elected president? Where is the call for unity?
And now you've got to go ahead. Yeah, sorry. And there's still no unity by any stretch of the imagination. After this, you think the rhetoric would turn down a little bit, but it's not. Here's track three. This is Mika Brzezinski, who is Joe Scarborough's not only co-host, but his love interest. And this woman is just whacked out. You got track three ready, Derek? Let's play that. This is Mika.
But to that point, and I know that you're on the edge of your seat as I talk about this. I know what I'm trying to say here, and I'll try and give you a parallel to help you understand. What Bill Clinton did to the issue of sex to an entire generation, I believe this president is doing on issues of decency, on issues of conspiracy theories, on issues of fake news. I think it's that simple,
we're
desensitized if we even argue it.
Well, Mika, you know.
What she said made no sense. I tried to parse that out grammatically like the nuns taught me to do. I just, like, what?
Yeah. Don't blame Trump for the conspiracy theories. You're the one, Mika and Joe, pumping out the fake news about Russian collusion for the last 6 months or 9 months now. That's nonsense. There's been no evidence, still no evidence, and now all of a sudden we're changing the tune. All right, since there's nothing on Russian collusion, let's look at obstruction of justice. He hoped Flynn would get off. That's obstruction. You know, hope is not in order, and it's certainly not telling anybody. We've already had Admiral Rogers, we've already had the DNI, and everyone else say we've not been ordered to stop any investigation. So it's more fake news. This is
let's
death
throw
by
stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Yes, and they're trying, and it's just not working. But they keep trying.
But it is working. It's a distraction.
Well, there
it's
you
go. A distraction.
Yes, I'll agree
and
with
it's
you.
It's bad publicity, and people buy into it. Somebody asked online the other day. They showed a picture of Mika and Joe, and they said, "Well, how can these?" And they used a word I wouldn't use. Not unless I hit my thumb with a hammer, but. You know, how can these people still be on the air? And the answer I gave was because they have an audience.
Yeah.
Not enough people realize what idiots these guys are.
Yeah. The rhetoric is so amped up. It should be no surprise that this was going to happen. And I think Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Michael Savage, we're all calling. You're going to see it. And it's going to come. And it wasn't days later that this finally happened.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to happen again if they don't stop the nonsense. I mean, enough is enough.
Yep.
You know, you've had, and here's the killer. If there were anybody guilty of anything in the Trump administration, you have an FBI and a DOJ that to this very moment are filled with Hillary Clinton supporters and Barack Obama supporters. And they've been leaking their butts off, and they found nothing.
That's right.
You have nothing. That both those agencies are completely corrupted and politicized with Democrat underlings.
And they can't even make anything up sufficient enough.
They can't even manufacture something that would get him into trouble.
That's how far our services have denigrated.
Whatever.
Thank you. Denigrated. Yes. Where they can't even make up good conceivable stuff anymore. You know?
People need to understand this. If there was anything there, it would have been A, leaked already. Or B, charges would already have been leveled because they have access to absolutely everything. Everything. Yep. And we're going to – so here – let's talk about Mueller.
Oh, right? Thank you.
Okay, because I know you wanted to dive into Mr. Mueller.
Yes.
Who, since he's been given the special counsel appointment, it's we're being finding out that he's good buddies with Jim Comey. He should be recusing himself. And he's leaking the same – if it's not him personally, he's allowing somebody to continue.
And he's staffing up
with Democratic donors, high-priced attorneys that all of us are paying for, right?
Like I was telling you, I wrote this morning on my blog, Mr. President, stop tweeting, start doing, drain the swamp, reinstate Sessions, fire Mueller, and by saying reinstate, have him unrecuse himself. That was stupid. I'm sure that he could unrecuse himself. So take charge. What could the consequence be? A media backlash? How would we know the difference?
Exactly. At this point, I agree 100%. You know what? The heck with it. Get rid of – you know, here's what you do. Get rid of Mueller because it's obviously there's bias there. There's no way this guy can be independent. You want to know who I'd like to see?
Go ahead.
Put Alan Dershowitz in there.
You know, that's a brilliant idea.
He's a liberal. He's a Democrat.
He's integrity.
He's the smartest guy around. He's got integrity. And you know what? He's a raging Democrat.
But he's got integrity.
Put him in as the special counsel and let him loose. And here's the instruction.
Oh, I know what he's saying.
You look at instruction.
I've heard him say it already. We're done. There's nothing here.
There's nothing here. But you know what? It opens the door because now we're going to look at Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, let's get in there and let the dig. You want to peel this onion back? Let's peel the onion.
Oh, yeah.
Get yourself some tissues, Democrat, because the crying's going to commence.
Yep.
That's what we have to do. So put Alan Dershowitz in there. Mr. President, find yourself the one honest Democrat that's out there. And the only one that I can think of is Alan Dershowitz. Let him loose.
Lieberman.
Maybe. Joe, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he's good, but I was thinking honest Democrat.
Maybe. I kind of like Joe Lieberman. Don't ask me why. I know he's way too liberal for my blood.
Same here. But
he seems like you know one of those guys. So here I'm going to give
you – getting old and dying off.
Yeah, too. I'm going to tell you to put this phone number into your cell phone, 202-514-2000. That's 202-514-2000. That's the Attorney General's office. Make your phone call. Leave your message. You won't get anybody alive, I'm sure. But you can leave a message and say, I want Mueller out of there.
He's biased.
He's not independent counsel. And he's staffing up with a whole bunch of people that are Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama supporters. They need to be gone right now.
The bias is evident.
Yes, absolutely it is. 202-514-2000. That's your call to action, folks. Plug that into your cell phones and get out there and get it.
And what's the number for the White House? Do the same.
You could do the White House. Or get on your Twitter and your Facebook. Put at POTUS and say, listen, President Donald, let's clean house. Let's just stop.
The swamp.
They're not going to be your friends ever. They're going to continually try to screw you in the press. So the hell with it. Let's just go ahead and get this swamp drip. Pull the plug. Pull the plug.
Did you see, by the way, it's a little off topic here, but speaking of leftists who have some integrity, the Dolce & Gabbana thing?
Yeah,
Dolce & Gabbana, they're the famous designers, and everybody was told, don't design for Melania, don't design for Melania, and they're designing for Melania. And so there's this boycott Dolce & Gabbana movement. So they're selling Dolce, pay attention, this is twisted. Dolce & Gabbana has designed and is selling a boycott Dolce & Gabbana t-shirt. Isn't that precious?
And probably making a ton of money on it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, come on. Ivanka, not Ivanka, Melania has got to be the best looking woman ever to grace.
You'd think she was a
the
model.
White House. You would think she's a model, yes. So, you know what? Any of you designers and Hollywood elite who think, you know, go ahead and boycott. What, are you going to boycott the best looking chick that's ever been in the White House? Are you out of your mind?
Not Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, geez, Louise. So do that, folks. 202-514-2000. Call the Attorney General. General's Office of the United States of America and say, get rid of Mueller, get to work, and drain the swamp. I want to see indictments and subpoenas for Hillary, for Loretta Lynch, for James Comey, for Valerie Jarrett, for all of them. Susan Rice, let's get these people investigated the way they belong.
The list goes on.
The list goes on. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what our intel services have been doing to all of us. We'll see you on the other side.
Hello, Don Haig from the Firing Line Gun Shop, inviting everyone to our Father's Day weekend sale, June 16th through the 19th. Dads, forget the ties and coffee cups. Tell your family to get to the Firing Line for great discounts on Springfield firearms. We have the XD Mod 2 and XDS 9mm on sale for $449. And they will come with $200 worth of free accessories, four extra magazines, holster, mag carrier, t-shirt, and a range bag. Not sure which one to buy? Shoot any Springfield range gun for ammo cost only, or just tell the kids to pick up a gift card. The Firing Line Father's Day sale starts Friday, June 16th and ends on Monday, the 19th. The Firing Line is located at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland. You can call the store at 734-326-7320. That's 734-326-7320. Or go to FiringLineGuns.com for all the details. That's FiringLineGuns.com. Oh, the sale is for everyone, not just dad, so come down to the Firing Line.
Treasure Mart invites you to stop by for a unique shopping experience. For 57 years, Treasure Mart has been Ann Arbor's most interesting store.
Treasure Mart has served the Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan area by providing an historic marketplace for antiques, collectibles, furniture, and household items. Recognized as Ann Arbor's premier resale shop, Treasure Mart is one of Ann Arbor's most cherished institutions, offering a unique shopping experience. Treasure Mart has thousands of items and new arrivals daily. It's a new shopping experience every day. Shop till you drop and come back again and again. Shoppers, come to Treasure Mart for that special wedding gift. And don't forget gifts for dads and grads. Treasure Mart, a shopper's paradise. Best of all, free parking too. When you go shopping, think Treasure Mart first.
Located on Detroit Street in the Carytown District of Ann Arbor, new friends and treasures are found every day at Treasure Mart.
Hi, my name is Tom. I'm one of the kitchen and bath designers here at Fingerly Lumber. When you come into the showroom, you're going to see a lot of different things. We have lots of cabinet displays showing the different options you have within the cabinets, different countertops, just many different things to help you figure out just what it is you want to do in your kitchen.
Fingerly Lumber. We'll walk you through a project, not point you down the aisle. Fingerly Lumber.
So many times people walk in and they don't realize that we have a kitchen bath department. One of the things I really love about my job is when, after I've designed a person's kitchen and they've got it all installed, seeing the smile on their face and that they're pleased with what they have, it's a great feeling of satisfaction on my part just to know that I've helped them achieve their goals. Come in and see me. My name is Tom, and I'd love to help you out with your project.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Call. Yeah, and welcome back to the Drift. And joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenko. And you can call in 810.
Yes.
810. What am I thinking? 734-822-1600. Boy, Derek, like,
I did that a few weeks ago.
I'm looking at
Pastor Rick had to correct me. You're like, what's that, your cell phone?
I'm looking at my next sponsor. This segment is Patrick Financial Group, LLC. You can go to www.patrickfinancialgroup.com, or you can call 810-225-9876, or you can email patrickfinancial@comcast.net. They've got retirement strategies, investment strategies, 401k, pension rollovers, annuities, portfolios, financial and estate planning. And estate planning, very important, folks. If you don't want half of everything that you've worked for your whole life to go to the federal government, you might want to take a look at your estate planning, doing a trust or whatever it takes. So 810-225-9876, Patrick Financial Group, LLC. It's a registered investment and advisory firm. Good people. Okay, so we were talking about Comey.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Mueller. They should be recusing yourself. And how politicized these agencies.
Denizens of the intel community.
And so, Derek, did you get my track for it? Does that work now? Okay, so let's go with how the intel agencies have been working, honestly, against all of us instead of our enemies. And I was tweeting that out earlier today as well. Go ahead and let's play track four.
We have a man tonight that filed a lawsuit that walked out of the NSA, CIA, and FBI with 47 hard drives, 600 million documents that were classified. This is way larger than Snowden. He gave it back to the FBI and said, the reason I took him is I want to sit down and show you all these mass civil liberties. And nobody's heard about this in the last 2 years. I think it's a pretty important story. And it goes to this larger issue of how much abuse may be going on beneath the intelligence community's cover. And we need to get an answer about how often our identities are compromised, how often our privacy is affected. We've been looking at this for 3 months, and there's a lot of concrete evidence, facts, that there are violations going on that need to be addressed.
And Sarah, so what your report is saying here is you had an ex-Intel contractor suing Comey, saying that the FBI, on a mass scale, covered up mass civil liberties violations against Americans, and he has evidence. Isn't that a little bit bigger than Russia collusion with no evidence, as I just proved up to this point?
Yeah, absolutely. This is on a much larger scale. We have seen the itemized reports of the 47, and we've posted them on our website at circa.com, of the itemized list of hard drives that he gave to the FBI, signed by the FBI. We have all the documentation to show this. And think about this, Sean. He said, and I just spoke to him before I came to see you, he said he unmasked, with the technology that he had, with the NSA, over 20 million Americans. 600 million documents. He said if you stack those up, that's 30 miles high. 30 miles high, but over 20 million Americans. And I said, well, what was it you were unmasking? He said everything, from their bank accounts, their homes, their records, phone conversations, emails. He was able to take down every single firewall. And it was so distressing because, you know, this is what he was directed to do. And when he tried to do the right thing, and he did, in his opinion, the right thing and got the immunity agreement from the FBI decided to not move forward, investigation. And that's all he knows.
Did Comey know about this? Because the headline is that he's suing Comey, alleging this man.
All right. So Hannity's been on fire, and I encourage everyone, whether you like him or not, his delivery, his personality, whatever, he's been on fire. He's probably the last guy, other than maybe Tucker, at Fox.
Oh, I love Tucker.
I do, too. And I thought I saw something. He's got appendicitis.
I had emergency appendectomy the night before last year.
Well, God bless you, Tucker.
I hope it comes out all right for you. Tell you the truth.
You got to put your tinfoil hat on. He was poisoned. Somebody was poisoning him with something or other. Now, that's not true. All we know is that he had an appendix removed. Well, good for him. So, 20 million Americans.
And purse for Scalise, too, you know? I mean,
yes. Yeah, I mean,
let's not just think about it. Let's pray about it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you want to say a prayer, dude?
Oh, Lord, please help them. Amen.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, it's absolutely crazy, and every American should be worried, because I can guarantee you I was probably one of those 20 million, because I watch my website, and I track the people that come to my website, and I see all kinds of hits coming out of D.C., right? And so
those are people who are following you.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody in Washington, D.C. who likes what I put out there.
They're
put
followers.
They're following me, all right? That's why I got eyes in the back of my head when I drive. I've been that way since I was a kid, though. I'm paranoid. I always look behind me and see. Yeah, it's just one of those things. But that is what the intel services are doing to us here in the United States. They're no longer working for us against our enemies. They're considering us the enemies. And that's what's absolutely driving me insane. It's not right. It can't be done that way.
I have two former friends from the NSA that were operatives, and they both got out. Basically, they couldn't take the paranoid atmosphere anymore. Good Christian men just couldn't take it, and that's why they got out. And that was, well, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like a snake pit.
Yeah. I want to see some people get investigated. I want to see people called out on the carpet. I'm tired of this nonsense about the Russian collusion thing. Democrats, you can keep banging this dead horse because you know what? It's going to fall back on you in 2018. We're not as stupid and dumb as you thought we were. That's why you didn't pass off Hillary Clinton on us, because we knew enough then. And we know enough now. You can fool yourselves with your own fake polls that are biased with extra Democrats in them and try to push the narrative that, oh, he's losing support and that he's only at 50%. Let me assure you, 65% approval rating is probably what Trump is working with right now. Not perfect, but you know what? He's the first president that I can remember, maybe since Reagan, maybe even better than Reagan, to fulfill the promises he made during this campaign.
Given the economy, given the stock market, given so many things going on, you just know that his approval rating would be much higher if he wasn't being shot at by every media outlet.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And how often do you hear on the news that the stock market's doing well, that
look at your 401k, folks, and figure out, is it better? Are you better now than you were four years ago? That was always the question.
People are coming back into the workforce, and unemployment is getting better. Mm-hmm. I mean, jobs are starting to appear again. Things are actually looking, I'm not going to say great, but certainly up and in the right direction for a change. You know what I mean? But they don't want any of you. Maybe that's the point. They don't want to do that. So they keep beating this dead horse of the Russian collusion. And now it's obstruction of justice.
And why? What would the obstruction of justice be about? Oh, trying to quench the investigation into the Russian connection, which never existed in the first place. Right. It's just like this chain of events that are all unfounded on anything.
Yeah. And the latest one now is they're pushing on Jared Kushner, right? And I'm no Jared Kushner fan. I would like to see Ivanka and Jared Kushner kind of out of the White House, because they are far too liberal for me. But again, that goes to the fact that Democrats should be happy that there are people like Trump is probably the most liberal of all the Republican candidates, and they're beating him like he's a super right-wing conservative. Yeah. He's not. He's not. And yet it's just the insanity of the left in this
case. I think they're driving him more conservative every day, to be honest with you. I think it's like, wow. I didn't realize that. These were my friends.
Shooting themselves in the foot on a daily basis. And their bench is all right. I mean, come on. Kamala Harris, you know, she goes to these hearings, tries to
what
act
a maroon.
Fool, and looks as ignorant as a person can be. And they just look petty.
She makes Nancy Pelosi look intellectual.
And we know that that's not the case, right? Yeah. Derek, do we have enough time to do the next track? I want to talk about what Democrats did to the state of Illinois. Go ahead and play this.
Illinois may soon have something in common with Puerto Rico and Detroit. There's speculation the state could be forced to file for Chapter 9 bankruptcy.
But that's the point. That's good enough right there. Because they're not paying their bills, they got a Republican governor, but the House and Senate are Democrats, and they're fighting over the budget, and of course...
And they have to support Chicago.
They have to support Chicago, exactly. So... All right, folks, until next week, you can catch the show at Red Nation Rising tonight and tomorrow evening. And you can also go to thedailydrift.com, get the news you need to know, and we'll see you next week.
It's been fun.
Yep.